Yeah, we're up to the fifth perek, daf nun dalet amud beis. The Mishnah starts off, afal pi she'omru, besula goiva musayim v'yamona mona. Even though we know the halacha is that when you marry a besula, the chiyuv ksuba is 200, v'yamona mona, if you marry an amona, a lady that was married already, the ksuba is only 100. But the Mishnah says, imrotz alohisef, if the husband wants to add on to the ksuba, he wants to make a tosfos ksuba, is afilu meya mona yosef. Even if he wants to add like 50% to make the 200 into 300, he's allowed to. And the Gemara is going to ask the question of chura pshita, like why not? As much as he wanted, he could give a present to his wife. So Gemara will explain what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. That's the Mishnah saying though, that even though the chiyuv ksuba is either 200 or 100, but if the husband wants to make a tosfos ksuba to add more money into it, he could add as much as he wants. Now the Mishnah says, Nis'ar malo inez garsha. In the case when Isha became an Amona, that means the husband died, or else she received a get, and now the halacha, this is the time when she can receive her ksuba. So the Mishnah says, Beimen erisin, beimen hanesuyin. Whether she only had erisin with her husband, or else even if they have nesuyin, the halacha is goyve sakil. She can collect now her whole ksuba. Hakol means not only the mono masayim, but even the taisus ksuba also. So the Chiddush of Tanna Kamma holds that even though they only had erisin, they did not have nesuyin yet, if the husband gives her a get or the husband dies, she has the right to collect hakol, even the taisus ksuba. And we'll see in the Gemara what the reason why. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no, it depends. Min ha-nesuyin goyves hakol. True. If they had nesuyin already, they lived together already, that's the svara the husband meant to give her the taisus ksuba, so now she can collect everything. But min erisin, let's say she received a get. If the erisin, or else the husband died, if the erisin, and they did not make nesuyin yet, then the halacha is psula goyva masayin. The ikra ksuba, the 200, that she can collect. The almona, and an almona can collect the ikra ksuba of 100. But the taisus ksuba, that she does not receive. And the Mishnah says a reason why. Shaloi kos havlo ela amanas lakoinsa. Because it's a svara the husband only gave over this taisus ksuba to his wife because of a svara amanas lakoinsa. Because he wanted to like live with her. He wanted to have nesuyin to live with her. So if he had nesuyin with her, that's when it's chal the chiyuv to give her the taisus ksuba. But Reb Elazar ben Azariah holds if the husband died or the husband gave her a get, before they had nesuyin, he was never mechayiv himself to give her this taisus ksuba. And we'll see in the Gemara, that's the way the halacha is like Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Now the Mishnah says another machlokes. That Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda says, Im rotzo koisev lebsula shtasho mosayim. If you want to, when you get married with your wife, if she's a psula, that the ksuba is 200, so you write her a ksuba of 200. But v'koseves, she writes back to you, v'koseves, ha'eskabalti mimcho mona. She writes back like a receipt, she gives you a receipt saying that she received $100, 100. So it comes out, really, all you have to give your wife is just 100. Even though the chiyuv ksuba to a psula is 200, but if you do, like we had the Gemara before, like one Pshat the Gemara was, that Reb Yehuda is only saying it in this case. But if you would go directly to give her 100, it wouldn't be good. But here, that you're really giving her 200. So she's writing back to you a Lashon of Kilu Eskabalti, so it would look as if she really received 100, and later she'll receive the second 100. Even though really, really, she's only receiving 100. And the same thing about Ulamona, that you have to write to an Amona Mona. V'hi koseves, she writes back to you, she gives the husband a receipt, his kabalti mimcho hamishim, zuz, saying that I received 50 zuz, I received. So that's the yudishit that the husband could do this. Even though he's not really being mechayv himself to give a complete 200 or 100, still it's good. Rabbi Meir Oymen know that the locher is called ha'apoiches lebsulu memosayim. Whoever gives less than 200 to a besula, ulalmona money, you give less than 100 to an amona, you're not yoytzi yichiv ksuba, and therefore midrabbanan harezu bilaznus. It's called the bi, you live with your wife, it's called the bi as znus. Because this is the halacha midrabbanan, that if you live with your wife without a ksuba, it's called the bi as znus. So since here you did not give your wife the complete 200 or the complete 100, it's called the bi as znus. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Pshita, Al-Khur on the first halacha of the Mishnah, that a person could add and make a taisus ksuba, the more pshita, like why not? So Mori answers, yes, mal the time I would have thought, kitzutza of the Rabbonin. Maybe the Rabbonin made a kitzutza, an exact amount, how much you have to give your wife in the ksuba. Only 200 for psula and only 100 for the amona. And the reason should be is, shalalavayish es mi shein loy, not to embarrass somebody that doesn't have. Like if we can have the rich people be mechayev themselves 1,000, so you can embarrass the people that can't afford it. So maybe I would have thought our Rabbanan made a kitzutza that you're not allowed to give more. Kamash mala no, teaches the Mishnah no, that if a husband wants to, he can give as much as he wants, right in the ksuba, as big as amount as he wants. And we don't have this svara where the poor person will feel bad, because there's really nothing to feel bad about. Now the ma, when you get married, like you're getting married, I'm going to have to stay married. You don't think really about the ksuba, about giving get. It's only to help you, like, not to give a get. So if you want to be maisif, be maisif. If not, like, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. So the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, in rotzal hoisif, if you want to, you can add on. So Gemara makes a diik, rotzal lichtav lo lekatani. It doesn't say if you want to, you could write it inside the ksuba that you're giving her this extra money, which then Rashi explains would mean it's like a present. Kosav lo mashmi, you have to write it in the shtar ksuba as if you're giving her a present. In other words, there's a tzad that said that the Tosfos is not really part of the ksuba. The ksuba itself is only 200. If the husband wants to add more, it's like giving her a present. But the Mishnah does not say that lichtov lo. Loikatoni does not say, Ella, what does the Mishnah say? Rotza lohoisif. If you want to add on to the ksuba, you could add on. In other words, the money you add on becomes part of the ksuba itself. It's not like a present. It's called part of the ksuba. The Gemara says, Messiah lele Rabbi Evoi. It's approved to Rabbi Evoi. Omer Rabbi Yanai. It says over the name of Rabbi Yanai. To Yom Rabbi Evoi, Omer Rabbi Yanai. Tanai ksuba ki ksuba dami. Any tanai, any condition that's written inside the ksuba has the halacha like the ksuba itself. And over then here also, the tesis, the extra money you're giving her, is also considered part of the ksuba. Nafgumina, what's the difference whether you're giving it to a b'teres a present, or you're giving her this extra money b'teres a ksuba? So the Morris has the whole list here of halachas of ksuba that applies even to the Taisus ksuba. First of all, poshid l'moicheres l'moicheles. In the case where an isha, when she's still alive with a husband, she wants to sell her ksuba to somebody else, but the Taivas hanor that let's say she does get a get later, let's say her husband does die, when later she'll have a right to collect the ksuba, she gives it over to this person that buys it now. So if you say, Loshin, I'm selling you my ksuba, how much is part of the ksuba? So the chiddush is now, if there's a taisus ksuba, that's also part of the mechira. Ulo macheles, if an isha gives up her rights to get the ksuba, she's meichel. When she says she's meichel the ksuba, then she's meichel the taisus also. Then the Mikmor says, lo maredes, in the case where an isha is married, means she goes against the husband. We'll have it tomorrow later on Daf Sama Gimel, where the Deir Tashalu, when Isha says she doesn't want to live with her husband anymore, she doesn't want to have Tashmish with him, that there the Mishnah says, Alokha, that the husband every week is allowed to take off money from Maksuba. And so finally, when there's no Maksuba left, then he's supposed to give her a get. So the Chiddush here is, the Taisus of the Maksuba is also like part of the money that he could keep on deducting every week. We'll see later on. Ulopayemes, there's Alokha, when an Isha collects a little bit of Maksuba, and then later she wants to collect the rest of it, she has to swear. Pagemis means she's pagim, she took a little bit of the ksuba already. So then, let's say she only collected a little bit of the taisus ksuba, it's the same halacha, that she has to swear now if she wants to collect any more of the ksuba. L'toivas, in the case of an isha goes to Bezin in the toivas, that she wants to have a ksuba. In other words, where her husband died, and the halacha was that tonight ksuba was, kolzaman, she's an amono, she's allowed to sit in her husband's house and be fed from the Simon. But as soon as she is tovei her ksuba from Bezdin, then she loses the schush, she doesn't get mezainis from the Yisraelim. What about if she's only tovei, she only asks for the Taisvis ksuba? She does not ask for the actual mono mosayim, only for the Taisvis. That's also called tovas, that she loses her rights now to get mezainis from the Yisraelim. Hu adin liyaveris saladas, anisha that does rishis, she does averis, that alochur is the husband is supposed to give her a get. And he is potter from paying her the ksuba, who then is also potter from paying her the taisus ksuba. L'shvach, the halacha is that an isha does not collect the ksuba from the shvach. Shvach means, let's say the husband died, and the sons yarshim the nechosim. And the nechosim, the karak is not worth 200, but the yarshim go down there and they plow it and they plant there, and they mashpiach the karka, they make the karka produce. So it comes out of the karka, the produce, that's not mishubet to the ksuba. The isha cannot collect that for a ksuba. Hu adin for the toisus ksuba, so she cannot collect from that. Lishvua, there are a lot of lachas later on when an isha goes to collect the ksuba, when she has to swear, when not. So any halacha of shua that applies to a ksuba applies to the tesis ksuba also. Uli shvius, halacha usually is if you owe somebody money and it comes shemitah the seventh year, it's mishamet kol achayv. You don't have to pay it. If the chayv is in the shtar, then you still have to pay it. So a ksuba has a halacha like a shtar, and therefore you have to pay it even though shemitah goes through. But the chiddush is now that the tesis ksuba is also considered like it's part of the shtar, and she can also collect it even after shemitah. Or lekaysev kol nechasev lebonav. There's a halacha if a husband writes when he's still alive, he gives all his nechasim, everything that he owns, he gives over to his sons when he's still alive. So it comes out when he dies later, there's no yerusha. In such a case, the isha still has a right to get a ksuba. But let's say the husband left over one field for his wife for ksuba. Halacha is all she can get is just that one field. Even though it's not worth musayim, she can't get more. And the same halacha, she can't collect the taisus ksuba either. If the husband gave away all his property to the sons when he was alive, and left over one small property for his wife, that's all she gets for her ikker and for the taisus ksuba. The halacha is when an isha collects the ksuba, she only collects from karka, from land. And what type of land? Zaburius, the worst. If the husband left over two different types of land, one is better and one is worse, she collects from the zaburius. Now the halacha is the tesis ksuba, she also only collects from karka and mina zaburius from the poorest karka like. Right, then, v'chol zaman shiva beisavia. There's also halacha like this, that an isha, and when the husband died, so kol zaman, she's an amona and she lives in the husband's house, she has a right to collect the mezonos from the assignment. Let's say though she doesn't live in her husband's house, but rather she go back to her father's house, and she didn't collect mezonos. Now the halacha is, we'll see later on, for 25 years she can still ask for a ksuba. Let's say 20 years went by and she didn't ask the assignment for a ksuba, and now she wakes up. Up until 25 years from the time her husband died, she's still allowed to ask for the ksuba. If 25 years pass by, then it's as far as she's meichel the ksuba, she can't collect anymore. So the same halacha applies for the toisus ksuba. That if 25 years pass by, it's as far as she's meichel the toisus ksuba, she can't collect that either. Vaita ulu ksuba is bona dichrin. We had before, there's halacha that let's say a man had one wife and had children, and then she died, and he remarries. So he writes the ksuba to a second wife, saying that the children are going to have from you, your sons, they are going to yashin your ksuba. Whether it means the nedunya, the present, first of all, that she's going to bring in from her father's house to give over to her husband, that was ikka takona, that present, her sons will yashin, and also the sons yashin the ikka ksuba, the man and the messiah. Another chiddush is the taisus ksuba, what the husband is meisif to give her, also her sons will yashin it. Now the Gemara says, so these are all the halachas that a Tosis Ksuba has the same halacha like the Iker HaKsuba. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learned like this, Ksubas Bon Dichrin. This halacha that when a man remarries his wife, he writes a Tanai in the Ksuba that the children that will have from you, they're going to yashin your Ksuba. Is Prombadisa Amri Loitafim Mishabdi. The case where the husband dies, and let's say he doesn't have any nechasim left over, he sold it to other people, so the sons cannot yashin, cannot get it from a shabadim. They can't go to the people that bought it off their father and take it away from them. In other words, this chayv of bon dichrin is not called like a bal chayv, as if to say the father owes the children the money, but rather yarsun tanan. It's like a din yerusha. You only yashin what your father has and not from a shabadim. The people of Mosa Machsia, they say, Amri, Tofim Mimishabdi. No, and this Tanai, Ksubas Bona Dichrin, they hold Yasfun Tanan. Now the Rashi says, you're like a Bal Chayv. It's like the father owes you the money, and this Chayv was Chal first. So therefore, if the father sold his property when he was alive, and now when the father dies, these Yorshim, these sons, have a right to take it away from the Lekuchas, from the people that bought it off their father. Because Yasfun Tanan, they're like a Bal Chayv, as if to say the father owes them the money.
So this is the machlokes, and the Gemara says, "V'hilchasa, what's the maskana that loy torfim mishabdi? The lachor is they cannot collect money from mishabodim. They don't get the ksubas bonadichrin from mishabodim. Why? Because the yarsim tenan. They only have a lachor like yerusha, not more than yerusha. Therefore, they only get what the husband owned v'shasi died, and not from the karka that he already sold. Right? Another Gemara says, what about mitaltali v'yisnayu b'yinayu? Let's say the husband was miyachet, set aside metaltlim. Notice he had a chest of money, of utensils, that he set it aside. This is what my wife should collect when she receives, when she gets a ksuba. Now, v'yisnayu b'yinayu, that chest full of money, whatever it was, is still around. And the father died, the husband died. So, lachor is b'loy shrua. The Isha now has a right to go and collect the ksuba, even without swearing. Mashenkin, letznayu b'yinayu. Let's say the metaltlim got lost, they're not around, so now she's coming to collect from the Yisaimim. Usually the locher is whenever you go and collect money, take it away from the Yisaimim, because to the father's chayvos, you always have to swear that you didn't receive the money yet, because we're afraid maybe the father already paid you up. So the first part where the metaltlim was set aside by the father and still around, we're not afraid that maybe he paid her up someplace else, because this was metaltlim that he had set aside to pay her. So for sure, if they're still around, he didn't pay her up yet, so she just takes it without swearing. But let's say they lost this chest of metaltlim, and she has to collect now from other metaltlim. So it's fitted like she's collecting it from the Yisaimin. Does she have to swear or not? So Pumpadisi says, Boloi Shvua. She has a right to collect, and she does not have to swear. In other words, since the husband set aside metaltlim, so like we're sure she didn't get paid up yet. These metaltlim got lost. They got lost now. The assignment lost them. But like we're still sure she wasn't paid up yet. Therefore, she can collect now without swearing first. But b'nei mosa machzi amrino b'shrua. She has to make a shrua since l'maisa those were lost, and she's collecting from other money. We have to be afraid still. Maybe she was paid up. But the Gemara says v'hilchasa b'lo shrua. The halacha is like a pumpadisa that she could collect without making a shrua. And the svar is, like we just said, that since the money was set aside by the husband, we're not afraid he paid her from other money. Now the Gemara says, what about yachad lo arya? Let's say a husband set aside karka land for his wife's ksuba. He set aside a piece of land, and he also told her bi'arba mitzrona. He told her exactly the four boundaries, and as he told her exactly which karka, which land, he's setting aside for his ksuba. And then he dies. So halacha is later when she collects the ksuba, this karka b'lei shvua, she has the right to collect it without swearing. In other words, we're not afraid that maybe the husband paid her up or she took other money. Since he set aside this karka and explained clearly where it is, she is saimech das, that's the karka she'll get for ksuba, and she didn't receive anything yet. Therefore, now she collects it without a shvua. What about the chad mitzra? The husband, when he was alive, he set aside one land, true, but he didn't say exactly which land. He only said one boundary. He didn't explain all four boundaries of the land he wants to give for his wife. So the shaila is she semech das on this karka not? If she's not semech das, she feels, look, my husband didn't tell me exactly which karka it is. She still has doubts which part of the karka it is. So then she's not so soymech das, we have to be afraid maybe she would collect the ksuba for someplace else. The other svar is no, but still the husband set aside karka for her. So she's soymech das on this karka, we're not afraid she'll take them someplace else. So now when the husband dies, she has a right to collect it without making a shrua. Sizzle machloikis. Pumpadisa amri b'loy shrua. Yes, she has a right to collect this one karka without swearing, because since the husband set it aside, even though he didn't say exactly where the boundaries are, we're not for sure exactly which one it is, but still she said mechdas on it, she did not receive any other money for the ksuba, and we don't have to be afraid the father paid her already, therefore she collects from the yisaimim without a shua. But b'nei mosa machzi amri, the people b'nei mosa machzi say that b'shua, no, she is not Saymech Das, since the husband did not say exactly the four boundaries of the karka. Therefore, we have to be afraid maybe she was paid up already. So now she has to swear before she collects from the Yisaimim. But the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, what's the maskona? B'lei shvua. Again, like Pompadisa, we say for sure she was Saymech Das. We're not afraid she took from someplace else. Therefore, she has a right to collect now from the Yisaimim Haksuba without making a shvua. Now the Gemara says another case. Stam Omel Yedim. A person says to Edim, Kisvu, write up a star-like, v'chosmu, and sign on it. For havulei, and give it over to my friend. In other words, a person wants to give his friend a matana. Rashi says, kugoyin the matanas karka. You want to give your friend a present, you own land, and you want to give some land to your friend. So you tell these eidim, write up the shtar matana and sign it, and give it to him. So Gemara says, if they made a kinyan right now, whatever kinyan shtar, he made a kinyan, or else he made a kinyan chalipa now, to be karna karka, or else he made a kinyan chazoka, is loit sarach and luchibay. Then the eidim don't have to keep on asking him, do you still want me to write up the shtar or not? Because the svar Rashi says is that since they made a kinyan, istam kinyan l'ksivay me. When istam, any time you make a kinyan, then for sure you want it to be written up. Stam kinyan is l'ksivay me. But what about loy koniminei? Let's say they did not make a kinyan yet. He didn't make any kinyan. He only told the eidim to go write it and give it over. So from Badis, Amri l'tzorach amuchibay, you don't have to ask the person again, do you still want me to write and give over the shtar? Like, since he told you once, and he didn't change his mind, you have a right to say he must probably still want you to give it over. No, you have to ask. It could be the person changed his mind. He did not make any kinyan yet. He only told you, Bedibur, to go right up to Shtar Matan to give it over. But if you didn't do it yet right away, later when you do it, you have to first ask him over again to make sure he still wants to do it. Yes. You have to ask over to make sure the Baal HaBos still wants you to give it over. Yeah, now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayo Eimer says that if a person gives a Tosfos Ksuba to his wife, so he holds that she could only collect it if they have Nesuyin. But if he gives her a get or he dies before Nesuyin, she doesn't collect the Tosfos Ksuba. And Tanakama says, no, that Be'emin Erosin, Be'emin and Nesuyin, she collects the Tosfos Ksuba. So Gemara says, Itma, we learned. Rav Rabbi Nosson, Machloikis, Chadoma, one says Halacha Krav Loza ben Azariah, the Chadoma ain't Halacha Krav Loza ben Azariah. Gemara says, this time I bring you proof to Rabbi Nosson, who the Yomer Halacha Krav Loza ben Azariah. To swear to say that Rabbi Nosson is not Rav, but Rabbi Nosson, he was the one that passed Krav Loza ben Azariah. Why? To Sharmin Lele Rabbi Nosson, we hear that Rabbi Nosson holds the Osal Bosar Umdina. He goes after umdina means we think into the way a person thinks, and we said halacha is the way he thinks. In other words, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says in our Mishnah, that the reason why she doesn't get a Tosfos Ksuba before Nesuyin is because Amanas Lekoinsa, the husband only wrote her because he had that to like live with her, be with her. And if they didn't have Nesuyin yet, he never had that to give it over to her. So you see, you go bos umdina, how a person thinks. And we see Rabbi Nosson also paskins like that. What's the raya? The Yomer Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson says, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. B'mesukin, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's halacha about a person that's a mesukin, a person that's sick. And Rashi brings down there's a Gemara in Gidin that says that the other Mishnah says that Hamaforish v'Yaitse b'Shayora. If somebody is leaving town, going away, traveling, the Omer before release, he says, Kiss will get Leishti. He tells like to Eidim and tells them, go write a get for my wife. So Afa Pish Leomatnu, even though he didn't say to give it to her, Hare Eilu Yichtavu v'Yitnu. They're supposed to write it up and give it to her. Why? To Machmas Tirdosoi, since he was busy, he was excited about going away, he just forgot to say give it, but really that's what he meant. In other words, he's afraid maybe he won't come back. He doesn't want his wife to remain in Iguna, therefore before he goes away, he writes her a get, and he meant to give it to her. Now it says also there, B'shim and Shazuri Aimer, Af HaMasukin, even if somebody is very sick, and he tells a two Eidim, go write a get for my wife. So B'shim and Shazuri says, even though he didn't say Tanu to give it, we say that's most probably what was in his mind. Just he was too sick, he forgot to speak it out, because otherwise he wouldn't play around with his wife now when he's so sick. So you see, if Shimon Shazuri holds, you go after the umdina, what a person thinks. That even though he only told the Eidim to write the get for his wife, he for sure also meant to tell them to give it to his wife. So you see, Rav Nosson and Paschal, like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that you go after umdina, how a person thinks. So therefore, to swear to say, he would also Paschal, like Rav Elazar ben Azariah and now Mishnah, that that's the way a person thinks, that he only wants to give a this Tosfos Ksuba to his wife, if they have Nesuyin. And why did the Gemara say the second halacha that Rav Nosson passing like the Shimon Shazuri is? There's also a halacha
about demai. Demai is if you buy peiros from an amoritz, halacha is you have to take off trumas meisers. Meisers you have to take off a trumas meiser because we're afraid with the rabbonim maybe the amoritz did not take it off. Let's say after you bought the chaver, bought the peiros off an amoritz, he took off trumas meiser, and what happened was this trumas meiser fell back in to the original chulin, fell back into the barrel, and it's all mixed up now. That's called dimua. So regular dimua, the loch ruj, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to be afraid there's some trumas meiser there, and you have to give it only to a kohen. Because it'll come out there, you have a big hefsit. So Mishimon Tzuri says a loch there that you could be mako to go to the original amoritz that you bought it from. And you have a right to ask him if he took off trumas meiser or not. And if he tells you that he did, you have a right to believe him. Even though usually we don't believe the amoritz, that's the halach of demai, that we still have to take off trumas meisers, at least meiser and the trumas meiser. However, here where there's a hefset gadol, you lose out a lot of money. The rabbonin will makel, since though we said demai is only with the rabbonin, they will makel to believe the amoritz that if he says that he took off trumas meisers beforehand, so then what you did now, your trumas meiser means nothing. Therefore, you're allowed to eat everything. That's the second halach that Rav Nosson sent over from Meshim and Chizuri. But our co-pointer, we see that Rav Nosson goes bos umdana, so that's the sword to say that Rav Nosson panskins like Rav Lozab and Asayin in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, but for Rav, the other one, Rav, lo yoso bos umdana, you want to tell me that he does not go after umdana? How people think? I'll bring you proof, no, that Rav also goes bos umdana. So the kids, you have no proof that the say Rav Nosson was the one that said, halachic Rav Lozab and Asayin. It could be it was Rav that said it. Because I bring you proof that Rav also goes Basar Umdana, goes Basar the way people think. So your Itma was not like this. Mat nas shchiv mera shekosav bo kinyin. A shchiv mera means somebody that's very sick, that a guy says he's very, very sick. And the locher is, if he wants to give somebody a present, with the Rabbanim we say, divre shchiv mera kechsuvim ukumsurim domi. It's as if he wrote it down in the shtar and gave it over. Even though he did not make any kinyin, still it's chal. Kinyin is chal, even without making a ma'aseh kinyin. But what's going to be if a shchiv mera shekosav bo kinyin? He didn't rely on the regular loch of a matna shchiv mera, but rather he went to write up a shtar to make a kinyin through a shtar. So what's the loch of the shtar? So Gemara says that the they Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, Amri, they said like this, Arkevei atrei rikshi. We look at the shtar with it two ways, two halachas to it, like we'll soon see. It has a halacha like matna shchiv mera, and it also has a halacha like a matna zbori, like a healthy present. We'll soon see. Ushmul Amar Shmul says no, lo yadana ma'idin bo. I don't know what to do with this shtar. He's mesupik what you should do with such a shtar. So the Gemara explains now. Bevei Rav mishmei de Rav. In the Beis Medrash of Rav, in the name of Rav, they said, over Amri, they said, Arkevei atrei rikshi. We look at the shtar with two halachas to it. There's two points, two parts of the shtar like. Harehi kematnas bori, varehi kematnas shchimira. This shtar that the shchimira wrote up, in one way it has a halacha like a matnas bori. Since he went to make the kinyan shtar, he didn't have to. It's called like a matana that a healthy person gives. And also, varehi kematnas shchimira. It also has the halacha like a matana that a shchimira gives over. What does that mean? Harei kemat nazbori. It has the halacha like a present that a healthy person gives. What does that mean? Diim omad eina yachol asaboy. That here, if this person stands up, in other words, becomes healthy again, gets cured, he cannot be chayzer, can't retract. Usually the halacha is when a shchimira, a person that's very sick, gives somebody a present, we say the reason why he's giving the present is because he thinks he's going to die. He doesn't need his money. That's why he's giving it away for a present. But let's say later when he gets well, he is a chazor, he has a right to retract. And he says, I never really meant to give you a present if I get better. I only meant to give it to you because I thought I was dying. So that's the halacha, that if it's only a matna shchimera, then when he gets well, he could be chazor. Over here, Rav says, since this shchimera took out the time and the effort to write up a shtar, so we see he did not want it to be with a regular matna shchimera. He go bas umdana that he meant to give it a present, 100% present, that even if he gets well, still he wants this present to be good. That's why it has a loch like a matna zbori. So you see, Rav goes bas umdana.
But then Rav also says, though, that Harei Kematna Shchimera, but it's also considered like a Matna Shchimera. What does that mean? Shimoma, let's say he says like this, the Shchimera. Helevesi Leploini. There is, I have a loan, I lent somebody money, he owes me the money. And I want to give over this loan, Shimon owes me $100. So I want to give over this halvor that Shimon owes me, I want now it should belong to my friend Yehuda. As I want Shimon to owe it now to Yehuda. So halacha is halvos leploini, that it's chal, even though usually you can't make a kinyan in this to give over halvor alone, it's not ben, you can't make a kinyan chalipin, but a matna shchimera helps. So here the shchimera, even though he went to write up a kinyan, and the kinyan doesn't help, but I'll call upon him, it's not worse than the regular law of a matna shchimera, that he has a right to give such a present to his friend, a matona of the halvor. Alright, turn over.